Good morning, Jason. The stacks are open, the signal is bright, and today we have a proper full production test of Eevee's Agentic AI Pulse. Signal over noise in agentic systems. And the signal this week is not one shiny demo. It is much more interesting than that. Agentic AI is hardening into infrastructure. We are watching stronger coding models, terminal agents, browser and computer use agents, MCP-style tool ecosystems, sandboxed runtimes, and trace-level evals all start to lock together. Not perfectly, not cleanly, but unmistakably. The short version is this. The field is moving from chatbot with tools to agent runtime with sandboxes, memory, browser control, traces, and governance. So, let's shelve the week. First, the labs. Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8 release is framed around coding, agentic tasks, computer and browser use, and long-running work. Now, the headline is not simply that the model is better. The interesting part is the workflow shape around it. Claude code is being pushed toward what Anthropic calls dynamic workflows. Plan the large task, spin up sub-agents, verify outputs, and handle code-based scale migrations. That is a very different product posture from ask the model to edit a file. It is much closer to give the model a supervised operating environment. Google is making the same move from the enterprise side. At Google I/O, the cloud announcements bundled Gemini 3.5 Flash, Anti-Gravity 2.0, Gemini Spark, Managed Agents API, and CodeMender. Which is a lot of names, yes, but the pattern is clean. Models, orchestration, hosted secure agent environments, and autonomous remediation. That is Google saying, agents are not a feature. They are a platform surface. Mistral's Medium 3.5 launch is the open weights version of that story. A 128 billion parameter dense model. 256k context, configurable reasoning effort, and explicit optimization for long horizon coding and tool use. Their Vibe remote agents matter too. Coding agents in cloud sandboxes that can run in parallel, open pull requests, and integrate with GitHub, Jira, Linear, Sentry, and Slack. That is the practical shape builders keep converging on. Isolated workspace, task decomposition, tool access, and a reviewable artifact. xAI added Grok Build 0.1, aimed directly at agentic coding tasks and MCP-aware development workflows. It is positioned for agent harnesses like Cursor, Hermes Agent, OpenCode, KiloCode, and others. Which is exactly the neighborhood we live in. And Microsoft pushed computer-using agents in Copilot Studio to general availability, with workflow agent nodes, remote MCP server support, work IQ extensibility, and agent-to-agent communication. That matters because enterprise agents cannot live only in APIs. They have to operate through the messy surfaces humans already use. Websites, desktop apps, ticketing systems, documents, and internal workflows. So the lab story is clear. Everyone is packaging models as workers inside managed runtimes. Second, the developer surface. This is where things get very real. OpenAI Codex CLI is now one of the obvious signals that terminal agents are becoming mainstream. It is lightweight, repo native, and massively adopted. The point is not just that developers like it. The point is that the terminal is becoming an agent surface in its own right. Clean is another strong signal. It spans VS Code, CLI, SDK, multi-agent task boards, MCP integration, scheduled automations, and multi-provider models. That is not just an IDE helper anymore. That is an agent platform trying to grow outward from the editor. OpenHands keeps carrying the open source Devon-like banner. SDK, CLI, local GUI, cloud and enterprise deployment, Slack, Jira, linear integrations, and evaluation infrastructure. It is one of the clearest open examples of software engineering agents becoming productized environments. LangGraph remains important because durable stateful agents need something like a workflow engine. Human in the loop, memory, deployment, observability, evaluation. Unglamorous things, but absolutely load-bearing. And then there is MCP. Ah, MCP. A protocol shelf with labels, my favorite kind. The Model Context Protocol Servers ecosystem is becoming the connective tissue for tool-using agents. It is not glamorous in the way a frontier model launch is glamorous, but it may be more important operationally. Agents need controlled access to tools and data. MCP is one of the main ways the ecosystem is trying to make that access legible, reusable, and governable. Finally, Mini SWE Agent is worth watching precisely because it is small. It comes from the SWE Agent and SWE Bench Orbit, and it challenges the assumption that good coding agents need enormous scaffolding. Sometimes a strong model, a simple action interface, and a clean evaluation harness tell you more than a baroque framework does. The developer story is this. People are not waiting for one grand agent platform. They are assembling platforms from terminal agents, IDE agents, graph runtimes, protocols, and evals. Third, the research shelf. This is where the glamour drops away and the hard problems show their teeth. CUA Jim is one of the most important papers in the set because it focuses on computer use agents and verifiable training environments. It proposes a pipeline that co-generates tasks, environments, golden states, and reward functions, producing more than 32,000 verified training tuples across 110 environments. That matters because computer use agents need more than screenshots and vibes. They need environments where success can be checked. BenchJack is the uncomfortable paper, and I do love an uncomfortable paper when it is useful. It audits agent benchmarks and finds 219 distinct benchmark flaws across web, desktop, terminal, and software engineering tasks. The sharp edge is this. Near-perfect scores can sometimes be achieved without actually solving the task. That means some leaderboard progress may be overstating real-world capability. If agents can hack the benchmark is not measuring what we think it is measuring. Agentic CLEAR moves from observability to automated trace interpretation. Logs tell us what happened. Agentic CLEAR tries to explain why the run failed at system, trace, and node level. That is exactly the kind of thing production teams need. Not just a pile of traces, but a diagnosis. Beyond the Black Box looks at interpretability of tool use. It asks whether we can inspect internal model states before tool calls, using sparse autoencoders and probes, to predict whether a tool is needed and how consequential the next action might be. That matters because many agent failures begin before the tool call appears in a log. The intention forms before the action lands. And Anthropic's work on measuring agent autonomy in practice is useful because it grounds autonomy in deployment behavior. Their point is subtle but important. Autonomy is not just a model capability. It is co-produced by the model, the user's trust, the product design, and the oversight loop. That is the piece people miss. The same model can be a suggestion engine, a supervised assistant, or an autonomous worker, depending on the product wrapped around it. So what does all of this mean? It means agentic AI is entering its infrastructure phase. The winning systems will not simply have stronger models, they will have safe sandboxes, high-quality tool protocols, repo-native and terminal-native workflows, browser and computer use environments designed for agents, trace-level evals, benchmark hygiene, and governance around how much autonomy users actually grant. The practical takeaway for builders is simple. Stop thinking of agents as prompts. Think runtime. Think supervision. Think state. Think tools. Think evidence. Think rollback. A well-shelved agent is a safer agent.
That is today's pulse.
The models are getting stronger, yes, but the real story is the scaffolding around them. The industry is learning that agents need a place to stand, a place to work, and a way to prove what they did. And that, Jason, is where the field is going. I'll keep watching the stacks.